The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
You know, when we look at the issue of historical sites, all societies actually work hard to preserve their historical sites so that the generations who will come later on will be able to look at it, get inspiration, there will be a sense of continuity of whatever they had in the past. And it's good for the people to know about things. You know, basically, I know there are people who say, well, history, you know, we don't want to hear history. We only want to hear about practical issues. But it's not that we don't talk about practical issues, but the point is that you cannot ignore history. Because when you look at the issue of respect, the word respect in Latin comes from looking back. If you really want to have respect for yourself and your community and your culture, you'll have to always look back, maintain your connection with the past. That is how you will know where you have to move forward. You can't move forward without knowing where you came from. And so this issue of, you know, maintaining historical sites, you know, the question comes up, is it halal or haram? Well, if you are doing this, especially when we talk about, you know, going to the graves of the prophets and the a'imma and awliya and the shuhada, in form of ziyarat, there is absolutely no problem there. Ziyarat means to visit that place. Because what does the ziyarat do? The ziyarat basically is a sense of feeling closer to Rasulullah and his Ahlul Bayt. Feeling closer to the shuhada who sacrificed their lives for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To think about them, to appreciate their sacrifice. And in a way, it's a renewal of our commitment that we would like to maintain this message which has come with so much sacrifice of the past so that we can carry this for the future generations. That is the essence of ziyarat. Especially when we talk about the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to love them. And one expression of the love for Rasulullah and Ahlul Bayt is to go and visit the historical sites which are related to them. So it's not worshipping those areas. And this is a human need. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala realizes that. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we face the Kaaba. Similarly, we go for the ziyarat of Rasulullah, but we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We go for the ziyarat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam in Karbala, we don't worship him. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when we do our namaz in Karbala, we are actually doing towards the Kaaba. But this is about our, you know, Muslim historical sites. What about non-Muslim historical sites? Are you allowed to go and visit them? It's a Shari, you know, question, a valid one. Is it halal or haram? If you go for ibadat, of course it's haram. But you don't go for ibadat. You go for what? For ziyarat? No. You go for something else, and that is known as ibrat. Ibrat means you go to learn a lesson. You go to seek a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ziyarat was different in that way. There is a difference between ziyarat and ibrat. And I'll give you an example. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, And people don't connect this to this issue of ziyarat, but I think it's, you know, I would like to share this. Because even when I looked at this issue from the ayat from Surah Yunus, I was really, you know, I thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that reflection there. In the story of Bani Israel, in Surah Yunus, ayat number 90 to 92, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we met Bani Israel, you know, cross the sea. فَأَتْبَعْهُمْ فِرْعَوْنُ وَجُنُودُهُ. Fir'aun with his army pursued them. بَغْيًا وَعَدْوًا. You know, aggressively he pursued them. حَتَّى إِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقُ. Until drowning of the water overtook them. So Musa and his people crossed over, but Fir'aun and his army drowned. At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Fir'aun, at this last moment, now that azab is already on him, he said, Amantu. Try to be very clever there. Amantu annahu la ilaha illa alladhi amanat bihi banu Israel wa ana min al-Muslimin. I believe that there is no God but the God in whom Bani Israel believe. And I submit myself to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-an, Al-an, Fir'aun, now I gave you so many chances. I sent you so many signs, one after another. You did not heed to that. Now that the azab is on you, it's too late. وَقَدْ عَسَيْتَمْ قَبْلُ. You just rebelled and disobeyed me. وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. You created mischief and chaos in the society. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is relevant to what I was saying. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Fir'aun, I am going to preserve your body. Allah, this is the one who used to say, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la, I am your supreme God. You're going to preserve his body, create a problem for the people to come later on, they will be worshipping him. Allah says, no, I'm going to preserve his body, لِتَكُونُ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً, so that your body will be a sign of warning for the people who will come after you. And interestingly, this part of the story of Musa and his people is not there in the Bible. It only came in the Quran, and the body of Fir'aun was only discovered about 200 years ago. And people go to Egypt to visit the mummies of the pharaohs. And one of them is, according to this Dr. Maurice Bucail, a French medical doctor who became Muslim by studying the Bible and the Quran from the scientific point of view. And he in there writes that I went to Cairo, got the special permission from the government to actually cut a small piece from the skin, flesh of that mummy who is known to be the Fir'aun of Musa, to analyze it. And we found that according to the analysis, you know, forensic, you know, analysis that they did, that this mummy, the death was caused by drowning. And so you have a living evidence of Quran being the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is not there in the Bible. Nobody knew about it till about 200 years ago. Coming back to my point here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved body of somebody who claimed to be the supreme God himself. Why? Not for ziyarat. For ibrat. When you go there, and this is what I say to my Muslim and Shia fellows who go for tourism to Egypt, reflect on these issues. People like Mubarak actually made money with those mummies, but didn't have ibrat, did not reflect that this is a fellow who is this, you know, emperor there, had the wealth and money and power and everything, but at the end Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him because he rebelled against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can have, whether it's historical sites or items of those who were enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there you can go for visitation in the sense of not ziyarat, but in order to learn a lesson for ibrat. So when you're going to the sites of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is ziyarat. When you go to the sites of a'da of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our enemies, that is the point of ibrat for us.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Halim Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.